Christ at our service. Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. What do you want? That's the starting point for us as we bring ourselves and our concerns before the Lord. As Bartimaeus brought his concern, so we bring our concerns, whatever they may be. And the Lord helps us to shape those and to understand them. God's will, as we see in this passage, is that we will make decisions, that we will put together a program, that we will put together a vision of what we see that God would have us to do. And we do that in harmony with God's will, with the teachings of Jesus. So we might, you know, sit down and sketch something out, draft something out and on a piece of paper about what we feel that God would have us to do in an area that He is leading, like Becky is doing with the parish ministry program that is quite an undertaking. So she is envisioning that and beginning to put together some ideas on paper. As she does, then the Lord is helping her and us as a church to shape that ministry. So she needs your prayers, and we will keep her in prayer as she continues that important undertaking. As we are with all of the ministries of the church, and each of us as a minister of Christ's gospel, each of us has a part in the work of the kingdom of God. So we look at what it is that God is leading to us, and where He is leading us, and what the gifts and graces are that He is inviting us to employ. And then we sketch that out, we lay it out before the Lord, and let Him shape that, and help shape that and help move it forward. We lay it out with each other in our conversations, and those become holy conversations then as we focus in our decisions what we want. All the resources of heaven and earth are available at our disposal, as they were Jesus and the apostles and the faithful down through the ages before us, as they always will be, for the work that God invites us to do. The tricky part is not whether those resources are available or whether God calls us, but how we respond and how we focus in and discover and make up our decision in our mind of what that we want. As Jesus asked Bartimaeus, what do you want? And then Christ says, something along these lines, yes, may I help you? But that's how one of the ways I envision Christ talking with Bartimaeus here, when He says, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? I mean, when I go to a restaurant and the waiter or waitress comes up, they don't usually say, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Do they at your, depends on where you go, I guess, but the ones I go to, they don't say that. They either just say, well, what do you want? Or if they're a more formal place, then they say, yes, may I help you? And so I like to say that too. Yes, may I help you? And because what we're doing is we're bringing our concerns to somebody who is there to help us, to serve us. As the last week's passage brought out, the servant of all, we sang it in our praise time this morning. If you want to be great in God's kingdom, learn to be the servant of all. Let the mind that was in Christ be also in you, the mind of a servant. See Christ presented in the scripture as the suffering servant, the one who is there to help others, to help us, to even give his life if that is what is required. The pleasure is his. In fact, he said, it is my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So that's what he wants. He doesn't serve in a way of being like a slave who just does whatever we say and whatever our whim may be. He has a scope that he has presented in the scriptures, that he continues to present in the church and in our relationship. He has his own vision of his kingdom. He has as he prayed in the garden, not my will but thine be done. So he has this way of subordinating our will to the overall will of God so that it all comes into harmony. And we may not understand. We don't understand. We probably never will understand the whole picture because God has that in his mind. We can't understand sometimes we have difficulty understanding our own part in it, let alone what our family and friends and neighbors and everybody else thinks. And so then what about the whole world and what God thinks? All of that's just a little bit above our pay grade, amen? So our part is our part. Our part is to see our part and to trust God when that we don't understand, with those points of where we don't understand. When we don't understand how what we're presenting, what more needs to be presented, what more needs to be developed. When we ask for healing to occur and we have it in our minds a certain way that we hope that will come, but we don't understand why it doesn't come that way. But yet we do understand that God is bringing it about in a way that is beyond what we are able to understand. So we can still have that trust and confidence in God and what he is doing in his judgment and in his way. And know that he is working all things out for the good of all of us who love him and bringing us all into that ultimate healing of heaven and of where there is joy and peace forever. And where there's no more sickness, no more sin, no more heartache and heartbreak, no more death, but pure and perfect love and eternal life, eternal friendship and fellowship, peace and joy. That's what all of this is tending toward. And I think that is appropriate to think of that as healing. In fact, in the scripture, the same words are translated into English, healing or salvation. And so when Christ invites us, he says, ask what you will, and it shall be done. Bartimaeus asked for his sight. And obviously in his request was to see physically. And we would ask that for ourselves, for each other, for the world around us. His sight is important, isn't it? That's why we invest in glasses as we need them, because we need to be able to see. The more clearly that we can see, then the more we enjoy what's going on around us, the more clear we are in our understanding of and perception. But we also need to spiritualize this and to pray for spiritual sight. Solomon prayed for wisdom. And because that he prayed for wisdom, he had all these other things added to him as well. Christ invites us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to us. seek first the kingdom of God. There's a song that has that phrase, there is none so blind as he who will not see. And Jesus addressed that several times in his discussion, especially with the Pharisees, where he said, because you say that you can see, then you are stuck in that position of not being able to see. There is no one that is more blind than the person who chooses not to see. And so that doesn't just apply to somebody who wears a physical blindfold, but also to those who wear mental blindfolds, who close the eyes of our hearts and minds to truth and refuse to see what is there by choice. There were some other disciples, some other people who came looking for Jesus and said to his disciples, sir, we would see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. So that could be part of our prayer today, that we would bring to the Lord what are our concerns, what are the desires of our heart. We will trust him as he helps us to shape those and to move forward step by step and to fulfilling the call that he has on our lives and be able to actually live out that ministry that he has for each one of us as he has it today, as it reshapes, and let him help us reshape that and to bring it into the kind of focus to trust him that he is here to help us, to serve us in specific ways that no one else can serve, and invites us to join him in serving each other and the world around us like that, in ways that no one else can. And especially that he will open the eyes of our hearts that we might be able to see and understand that we will not close our eyes, but we will open them and we will see what Christ wants to show us. And because it's beautiful, it's wonderful, it's glory, it's all the joy of heaven that he wants to open up to us and show us and bring us into and let us be a part of. And that he gives us the opportunity to extend to others around us who really need to see what the kingdom of God is all about.